This is a Jewish story that is full of Jewish jokes and of the camaraderie that is present between Jewish men. It is full of good humor, joy in camaraderie. It is a story of someone who discovered in one moment a relationship that became the most important friendship in his life. The probability is that Nathaniel told this story because he remembered it as the moment when his life was changed, when he suddenly saw a person who changed his life. It's like the stories that people tell about when they saw their future husband or wife for the first time. It has that spirit of joy and of the memory of a moment when their life changed. Now, this story reflects the rivalry between the various towns of Galilee. So when Philip finds Nathanael and tells him, "We've found the one about whom Moses and the law and all the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael says, "Ha, well, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And that was because of all the softball games that were held between the guys in Nazareth and the guys in Bethsaida and in Capernaum and all the various towns around. That is, the kind of small town competitions that existed between the guys from these various towns. And of course, I know about that because I grew up in one, Clayton, Ohio, and we had these competitions between Clayton and Brookville and Phillipsburg and all the little towns around Clayton. Well, that's the spirit of this story. They knew each other, and Nathaniel responds with a put down of Nazareth. And of course, Philip's response is, "Well, okay, fine, come and see." And so Nathaniel goes. Jesus' words about Nathaniel are also a Jewish joke. When Nathaniel is coming to him, he says, "Ah, look at this, an Israelite in whom there is no guile, in whom there's no trickery, no planning with ulterior goals in mind." And that was the kind of jokes that that the sons of Jacob, the sons of Israel, told about each other. They all recognized that this was a characteristic of every member of their community. And so Jesus, looking at Nathanael, saw that this was a guy who was upfront with everything. And so when he says, "Look at this, an Israelite in whom there is no guile, no deceit," because of course, this refers back to all the stories of Jacob, where he tricked his brother out of the inheritance, where he tricked his father-in-law. He was constantly involved in one plot or another in which he was deceiving somebody. Well, that is part of the background of this joke. Nathanael responds, of course, by saying, "Well, how did you know me?" And Jesus' response is, "Well, when I saw you under the fig tree talking to Philip before you came over." Now, what is clearly implied by that is that it was someplace, considerably in the distance, and the only way that that was possible for him to have seen Nathanael and to be able to name what had already happened, which of course, the listeners can confirm because they had heard the story about what happened when they were standing under the fig tree. The only way that was possible is if he had supernatural perception. He was a kind of Superman who could see things that were outside of the range of his sight. That was only possible if he was, in some sense, God. he was a holy man. And Nathanael responds that way. You're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. So it's his confession is one of total enthusiasm, and so his cynicism is transformed into total enthusiasm. And it is, among other things, hilarious. And Jesus laughs when he sees this transformation of Nathanael and says to him, "Ah, yes, well, have you believed because I told you I saw you standing under the fig tree? Well, you will see greater things than these. You will see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So Jesus ends the story with a promise that Nathanael will see the Spirit of God actively present in the world, in this symbol then of the angels of God ascending and descending on Jesus. It's a wonderful story, and it needs to be told with vim and vigor and the joy of friendship.